بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of the principles and foundations of fiqh. And we have reached foundation 11 from the book, The Basic Rulings, Principles of Fiqh, Beneficial and Eloquent Classifications and Differentiations, originally written by Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir al-Sadi, rahimahullah ta'ala. The 11th foundation states the following: الأصل بقاء ما كان على ما كان واليقين لا يزول بالشك. The أصل, the old or condition, old or condition of things, remains in effect, and certainty is not annulled by mere doubt. Al-Asl, remember this term, Al-Asl, which is the old or what is established or the condition of things, remains in effect, continues to hold. And certainty is not annulled by mere doubt. This is a great foundation under which many matters of fiqh fall, like acts of worship from salah, zakah, fasting, hajj, matters of nikah, marriage, divorce, transactions, many. The basis for this foundation is indicated in the authentic hadith, which is reported in Bukhari and Muslim. When a man asked Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about a person who imagined to have passed wind during the prayer, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, as in the in Sahih al-Bukhari hadith 139, book 4, he replied sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, quote, he shouldn't leave his prayer unless he hears sound or smell something. He should not leave his prayers unless he hears sound or smells something. Meaning he should not leave due to mere doubt or due to thinking so. He should not leave unless he is certain that he had invalidated his state of purity. So a person makes wudu, becomes pure, then doubts, did he make a nullification of his wudu by ritual impurity or not? Then the asl, remember the foundation now, then the asl, the old or the condition of things, is the existence or continuity of purity. Also, if he thinks to have made a minor impurity or done a ritual impurity, we say this should not be considered, because in origin you were in a state of purity, and that is certainty. And certainty is not annulled except by certainty, by something certain, similarly certain. So it is not annulled by mere doubt. And it is strange, rather, that some people, if they doubt, they begin to whisper. And so they say, we will commit a ritual impurity, we invalidate the wudu, so that we annul or we remove the doubt by certainty. This is very strange. Is this clear so far? So therefore, the asl, the old or the established matter or condition, is that it remains, and it does not cease except when it is certain, when there is certainty that renders it annulled. On the other hand, if a person, for example, is certain that he had past wind, for example, that now he is in a state of ritual impurity, hadath, after the sun set, then afterwards he doubts. Doubts whether he made wudu, he doubted whether he made wudu or not. We say the asl, the old or the condition of things, what is established, is that your ritual impurity remains in effect. Clear? Is this clear? If some impurity or filth falls on one's garment or clothes, and then he doubts whether he washed it away or not, what is the asl? Now I ask you, what's the asl now? The asl is that the impurity remains still in effect. That the impurity remains in effect. The ritual impurity remains in effect. That it is filthy. That it is najis. Now, similarly, at-tahara is the origin of everything. Purity. So whenever a person doubts concerning the purity of water, for example, or clothes, or spot, or utensils, and so forth, then he builds upon al-asl. What is al-asl now? The asl is purity. The asl is purity. The asl is purity. So if some kind of or if some water from a drain falls on him or the like, or he steps on moisture and does not know whether it is pure or not, the origin is what? The origin is purity. The origin is the old condition that remains in effect. The asl is purity. That's right. And from the branches of this foundation is when a person doubts whether he prayed 2 rak'ah or 3 rak'ah, then in this case he builds upon certainty. And it is the, in this case, the least. And so he makes sujood al-sahu, the prostration of forgetfulness. And similarly, he builds on the least number, because it is what? Because it is what? Certainty. This is true as long as he is able to preponderate things, to bring, he is able to think of what is to be correct, preponderates what to be correct. If he preponderates what to be correct, then he builds upon that. Let's take an example. He doubts whether he prayed 2 rak'ah or 3 rak'ah. And he has no way of preponderating. This is shak, this is doubt now. In this case, he builds on certainty. Certainty here is what? 3 or 4? 3, that's right. But if he is able to preponderate as to what is correct, and he comes to conclude that he prayed 4, then in this case, he makes it what? He makes it what? 3 or 4? Then he goes with the preponderation. He makes it 4, and he makes sujood al-sahu. And he makes sujood al-sahu, the sujood for forgetfulness. Is that clear? The same is said concerning the tawaf, the rounds in tawaf, and the walks in sa'i. If he doubts at the end of the last round or walk, is this the 6th or the 7th? So, if he is in complete doubt, he builds upon certainty and considers it to be how many? Six. But if he is able to preponderate that it is 6, then he makes it 6 and brings the 7th. Now, is there sujood for forgetfulness for this? No. Because the origin of this worship, there is no sujood in the origin of this worship. And from this we know the weakness of the narration of the report by Ibn Abbas, that the tawaf circulating the Kaaba is salah. This is weak. Now the evidence for preponderance came in the Sunnah. From the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, concerning the one who doubted whether, concerning the doubt about the Salah 3 or 4, that the person thinks to be correct and complete his prayer accordingly, and finish it with the two prostrations of Sahu. This is in Sahih al-Bukhari, Volume 1, Book 8, Hadith 394. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed, and the sub-narrator Ibrahim said, I don't know whether he prayed more or less than usual, and when he had finished the prayers, he was asked, O Allah's Messenger, has there been any change in the prayers? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, what is it? The people said, you have prayed so much and so much. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam bent his legs, faced the Qibla, and performed two prostrations of Sahu, and finished his prayers with Taslim by turning his face to the right and left, saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. When he turned his face to us, he said, if there had been anything changed in the prayer, surely I would have informed you, but I am a human being like you and liable to forget like you. So if I forget, remind me. And if anyone of you is doubtful about his prayer, this is the point of evidence, and if anyone of you is doubtful about his prayer, he should follow what he thinks to be correct. This word here, please remember what it means in Arabic now, the Arabic of this. He should follow what he thinks to be correct. يتحرى الصواب. He should follow what he thinks to be correct. And complete his prayer accordingly. And finish it. And do two prostrations of sahu. You see, therefore, this is evidence for the preponderance. You understand? This is evidence for seeking to preponderate. To find out. To think as to what is correct. You understand? This is the evidence for the preponderance. If there is preponderance, clear. Is this clear? Also, the same foundation applies concerning, for example, the number of washes. If a dog licks one's utensils, licks from one's utensils, then the filth of the dog is to be washed 7, right? 7 times, and one is in soil. So if he doubts whether he washed it 3 or 4 times, then he builds upon what? He builds upon certainty, if there is doubt. Yes. But if he is able to preponderate, then he builds upon what? Preponderance. Clear. What about if he doubts concerning the asl of talaq, of divorce? Meaning, this person doubts whether he uttered the divorce or not. Then the asl is what? I'm asking you. Then the asl is that he didn't. That he didn't. The asl that they are still married. Why? Because marriage is certain. The marriage is certain. And it is not annulled by mere doubt. Is this clear? This is the doubt concerning the utterance of divorce. The origin. The origin is that the nikah is certain. Second, if he doubts whether he had conditioned the divorce upon something. Then the origin or the asl is what? The origin is no condition. Yes, the asl is there is no condition. Third, if he doubts the occurrence of the condition, whether it took place or not, meaning he conditioned his divorce upon something, then he doubts whether that was done or not, then the origin is it didn't take place, did not exist. Is that clear? Fourthly, he doubts the number of divorce utterances, meaning it is certain that he divorced, but he doubts the number. Whether he did it once or twice or thrice, then the asl is the asl is the least, the asl is the lesser one. Fifth, he doubted the concerning the essence, which wife did he divorce if he was married, for example, to two? He is certain that he divorced one of his wives, but he doesn't know whether she was Fatima or Hind. In this case, drawing of a lot is to be taken. And if we assume that the lot came on Fatima, so Fatima is divorced and Hind is his wife. Then afterwards, he remembered or he found a piece of paper upon which he wrote the specified wife. In this case, if he finds that the one whom he really divorced was Hind, in this case, he leaves Hind and returns Fatima. As long as A, the drawing of the lot was not done by the drawing and the decree afterwards was not done by a judge, in this case it cannot be annulled, because it is his direct ruling, the judge's direct ruling. Or in case that Fatima got married, so then in this case the husband cannot return Fatima because she's the right of someone else. There is a right of someone else now. involved someone else, the new husband, someone else, the new husband of Fatima. Unless he brings a proof, like a document with testimonies affirming the divorce occurring on Hind, then in this case, Fatima can return to him. And from the branches of this foundation are the situations when there are missed prayers, a number of missed prayers, or number of missed days of fasting, and he doubts the number, then he builds upon certainty. But here, like an example we'll give, and see how this is now problematic. A person broke the fast 3 or 4 days from Ramadan. He is not sure. He's doubting. In principle, in origin, there are 3 to be taken as a 3. But this origin is opposed by another origin, by another asl. And this other asl is the obligation to fulfill what is binding upon oneself, meaning to free oneself from responsibility. And this cannot be attained except by fasting 4. Similarly, if he doesn't know how many salah he missed, 3 or 4, in principle, the origin, the asl, is that he missed the 3, but this is opposed by the obligation to free one's responsibility. And this cannot be except by doing what? The 3 or the 4? The 3 or the 4? The 4. So therefore, in this case of freeing the obligation of one's responsibility, he brings that which is what? Higher, not lesser. As in the examples that we just heard. Also from the branches of this great foundation is if he doubts whether his wife finished her waiting period, then the asl is what? Then the asl is not finished. No, not lesser number, not finished. That she is still in her idda. That she is still in her idda, in her waiting period. Okay. If he, from the branches, if he doubts the number of sucklings, nursing, a woman nurses, and there is doubt concerning the number of suckling, are they 5 or less? Then concerning this matter, he builds upon the certain. Then there should be working with that which is less until he is certain that they are 5 or more. Why? Because if they are five or more, then there will be rulings. Rulings of what? Of forbiddance. Tahreem. Right? The woman will be forbidden upon him. Her sons, her daughters, right, will be forbidden upon him. You understand? Because this entails tahreem. This entails tahreem. طيب, here we need to understand the doubt concerning sucklings. The doubt could take place in the asl, in the origin of suckling. Meaning, did this child nurse from this woman? The asl is what? Tahreem, making it haram. Haram, tahreem is forbidden. طيب. What is the asl? If we doubt the origin of suckling, then he didn't. Then the asl is there is no suckling. You understand? If we doubt the asl of suckling, whether it took place or not, then the asl is what? Then the asl is what? That it is, that there is no suckling. This is the asl. If we doubt that it didn't take place, yes. If we doubt that this child nursed from this woman or not, then he didn't. Yes. This is the first kind of doubt concerning suckling. If we doubt the number of suckling, five or four, then the asl is what? If we doubt the number, then the asl is four, the lesser. Now, if we doubt the time of suckling, the period of suckling, meaning, if we doubt whether he nursed within the period of 2 years, or after the period of 2 years, then the asl is in the period of the asl is in the period of the 2 years, right? In the 2 years period. Now listen carefully. This entails what? This entails tahreem. Right? This entails tahreem. However, the scholars have mentioned the following. That the origin of things is, since this asl leads to tahreem, then they said that since we doubt it, whether it was muharrim or otherwise, that it was forbidding or otherwise, then we say al-aslu adamu tahreem. Then we say that the origin is no forbiddance. I will repeat. We doubt, since this asl leads to tahreem, and since there is doubt, therefore, then we say origin, no tahreem. This is based upon the opinion that the criteria with respect to tahreem or no tahreem is the 2 year period. You remember, because we have two sayings. The other saying is whether he nursed before weaning or after weaning. Remember. We have two opinions concerning the effectiveness of of tahrim concerning the suckling and the nursing. The first opinion, the criteria is whether it took place in the 2 year period. The second opinion is that of whether it took place before weaning or after weaning. So therefore now, if we take by the other opinion and we doubt whether he nursed before the weaning or after the weaning, then the asl is before the weaning. Right? Are you following? If we doubt whether he nursed before the weaning or after the weaning, then the asl is what? Is before. That's right. But now since we are in doubt therefore it is before. So this will entail tahreem. But since we are doubting whether it is tahreem or no tahreem, then the asl will be no tahreem. Just as the first situation mentioned earlier. Okay. Alright, another thing, the fourth thing concerning the doubt concerning in matters of nursing. If the doubt concerns the woman who nursed, we are in doubt. A woman is certain that woman in such and such place nursed her child, but she is in doubt as to whom of these women in this house did the nursing. Was she X? Was she Y? She is certain that woman in this house nursed her child, but she is in doubt concerning the particular woman. So in this case, we rule the tahreem upon them all. Then the ruling will be tahreem upon them all. So therefore, if there were two women in this house, then the two women are haram for this child, and similarly their daughters. Is that clear? If the fifth situation, if we are in doubt concerning the nursing child, in essence, a woman is certain that she nursed a child in this house, but we don't know who is the child, in essence. In this case, all the boys in this house are forbidden to marry this woman and to marry from her daughters, and he will become a mahram for her daughters. Yes, that's right. Yeah, it would come as though she nursed all of them. That's correct. Also from the branches of this foundation is that if someone shoots a game and says Bismillah, makes the Basmala and shoots the game, then he finds later that this game is dead. And he doesn't know whether it was dead from his shooting or due to some other cause. Then the asl is the non-existence of another cause, and therefore it is halal. You understand? The asl is the non-existence of another cause, and therefore it is halal for him. But in case he finds another cause other than his shooting, and even though his shooting was a killing shooting, but he finds it drowned, then in this case, his shooting and the other cause are on equal level. So therefore, in this case, it is forbidden. Or the two are close, like the two causes for death are close. Then in this case, the game is forbidden. Like, for example, if he shoots it and wounds it, but not a deadly wound, but then it falls in a shallow water. So in this case, as in the hadith, you don't know whether your shooting killed it or it's drowning. And the hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. The hadith of Uday ibn Hatim. They are on the same level. If the two causes of death are on the same level or close, then it is forbidden. If he doesn't find any cause, then it is halal. So let us put them in this order. If he doesn't find another cause other than his shooting, then it is halal. If the causes of death are on equal level or close, then it is forbidden. Is that clear? And the hadith of Uday ibn Hatim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَرْسَلْتَ كَلْبَكَ فَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. When you set off your dog, mention Allah's name. And if it catches anything for you and you come up to it while it is still alive, slaughter it. If you come up to it when the dog has killed it but not eaten any of it, eat it. If you find another dog with yours and a kill has been made, don't eat, for you don't know which of them killed the animal. When you shoot your arrow, mention Allah's name, and if the game goes out of your sight for a day and you find in it only the mark of your arrow, eat if you wish, but if you find it drowned in water, don't eat. And this is agreed upon hadith, and this is the version of Muslim. So therefore, everything which we doubt in its existence, then the asl is what? No. Everything, if we doubt anything which we doubt about its existence, then the asl is its continuity, that it remains. Go with the origin. The origin is its existence. Yes, it remains as before. And everything which we doubt concerning its number, then the asr is to build on the lesser, as long as we are not able to preponderate. And in cases where we are able to preponderate, then we make the preponderance as discussed earlier. Under this asl, many examples fall. and anyone who follows the matters of fiqh will surely come to the benefit of this foundation, and this will enable him to relate matters to their principles and origins, and at the end we mention one remaining situation. If someone doubts that he missed a salah on one day, and he doesn't know which salah, was it dhuhr, asr, then there are the following opinions concerning this matter. The first opinion, that he prays the five prayers, because each salah, it is probable that it is one of the five. It could be any one of them. This is the first opinion. So he prays five. He prays, the second opinion, he prays one salah with four, one salah with three, one salah with two. Why? Because the salah of four fits the dhuhr, fits for asr, and fits for isha. And the maghrib is a three, and the fajr is two. These are the two opinions concerning this matter. Our Shaykh rahimahullah said the correct opinion concerning this is that he should exert the effort to preponderate as to that which is the correct one and try to remember until he reaches this state. This is the correct opinion of our Shaykh rahimahullah, that he should exert the effort and try to remember. Yes, exert the effort and try to remember until he preponderates as to that which is the correct one. I mentioned this at the end because it is relevant and it takes place. Now, he should. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it to him. And this brings the end of this discussion. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.